He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday, the midweek edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. We have a pretty weak start. Now, you might say on the surface, Bill, what are you talking about? The Dow's up 274. That doesn't sound weak to me, but it's mostly one stock. It's mostly Merck. Merck got an approval on, we'll have that news in a minute, on a drug, and it was up about 5%. It was on a rare disease that it got approval for, their new drug. So you got the Dow up 267 to 39,549 as it's trying to get to 40,000. The S&P is up 16 points. Once again, it's just one or two stocks. The S&P is at 5219. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is negative because Merck is not a part of the NASDAQ index. The NASDAQ's down 13 to 16,302. NVIDIA is down again. I think it's like the third day in a row, and it hasn't had a three-day losing streak in about 12 years. No, it seems like that, but NVIDIA has been cooling off here recently. The small caps are up 90 basis points today. Must be a few stocks doing that. I haven't had a chance to look into that. Gold is, or oil's at 8105. Gold is at 2,212. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. 25 years of doing a radio show about the stock market and deeply enmeshed in the market every single day and managing portfolios. I've seen a lot during those 25 years, and I'm sure I'm bound to see a lot more going forward. Well, we had a fairly good day in the market yesterday, but it's quiet. You know, Barry, there's not a lot of, okay, we've got several things going on here. There's not a lot of news, not a lot of catalysts. We're in between earnings season, number one. I'm sure a lot of Easter vacations that are happening right now on Wall Street. Friday's a day off, so it's a shortened week. So we're kind of betwixt and between. We've had, I drew a lot of sideways patterns, topping out patterns
as I looked at stocks.
Maybe 80% of the stocks I looked at have leveled off for now, and they can break out to the upside again. But like I've said many times, you've got a headwind of valuation, and you've just got a headwind of momentum right now. I'm starting to see the momentum in the market die out a little bit. The Dow was actually down yesterday, but there was some good action. I saw NVIDIA had a good day yesterday. Oil and gas had a pretty good day once again. The industrials had a good day. But all in all, things are pretty quiet here right now.
And, even with the calendar being, you know, somewhat quiet, right? It's at the end of the week. You get the PCE index in terms of the Fed's preferred version of inflation. Even though he kind of alluded to what the number, he kind of gave a preview of what the number was, I think, in his press conference last week. So. It's not as, you know, folks aren't as quite as focused on that number, but it will come out on Friday, which is an interesting day since
even
the markets
though
will
it's
be
market's
closed.
Closed. Yeah, right. Well, yeah. The market can't react to it until Monday, so we'll just have to wait until Monday. You know, the other thing I saw yesterday in the market was the reversal late in the day in the NASDAQ. That's never a good sign to see a reversal like that, but you can't make too much of it yet. The big stock once again today, we're going to take a look at it right now, is DFT, right? DJT.
DJT.
Donald J. Trump. Okay, Trump stock had a huge day yesterday. It's up 9% today. Let's see how high it got. It got as high yesterday as $79 per share. That was the high. Remember, this thing was trading at 17 to begin the year. So it becomes one of the biggest winners in the market this year. It's up 10%. I read about a gamma squeeze, which is a short squeeze, that when a one person compared it to GameStop, it has that kind of short interest against it. But we'll see. I mean, it went public. It was a SPAC, and now it's a publicly traded company. Trump's value in the stock brings his stake, at least as of yesterday, to $4.6 billion on paper. So apparently his net worth was about $3 billion before this. Can you imagine in just a couple of days making more than you've made your entire life by this stock opening up?
Right, yeah. Send him to a record net worth. I mean, you know, of course, it sounds like that's how the most wealthy get wealthy out there, right? It's on on equity. Just follow the most recent versions being Musk and Bezos and.
Yeah. Why build buildings?
Like I said, I think it was the compensation that they just announced, I think yesterday or day before, some of the stock compensation that the CEO from Broadcom got. I think he made over $1 billion in a year, right? Tell that to any professional athlete, and they'll think they're underpaid, right?
Yeah. Well, Trump owns 78 million shares. Is that right? 78 million shares? Yeah.
That's
a lot. At $65 a share. So you can do the math. That works out to about $4.5 billion. Now, obviously, he can't call up his broker today and say, hey, I want to cash in. I mean, number one, I know a lot of people are looking into the fine print, you know, because they're trying to calculate what could happen to this stock when he starts selling it. But from what I've heard, there's, and this is pretty typical, a six-month hold.
Yeah, six-month lockup usually.
Where he has restricted stock that he can't sell. In the meantime, the stock could tank. So there's nothing he can do about that. He's a 60% owner of the company.
So is it that high? I didn't know. So 60%. Huh?
Yeah. So anyways, there's not much he can do. I guess he can borrow against it, maybe. He can maybe use it as collateral. There's been 8.9 million people that have signed up on the Trump Media platform. It hasn't taken in any money yet. He has 34 million followers on Facebook, 24 million on Instagram, and 87 million followers on X. Well, we'll see. And whether or not it helps him pay off the bond, $464 million, and the $83 million payout in a defamation case brought by the writer E. Jean Carroll. Devin Nunez, the company's top boss, holds 115,000 shares, now valued at $6.7 million. Hey, that's a little better pay than being a congressman, right, from California. He's also, I believe, a raisin farmer out there in California.
That's a pretty lucrative business.
But Nunez made more overnight than I'm sure he made off of the raisin. Well, anyways, you got to look at the fine print as far as what you do with all of those shares. Is there a market for the shares? Are there people out there wanting to buy it? Right now, there is a market for the shares. But one thing that they've got to do is they've got to start bringing in revenue and getting advertisers and subscribers. That's the only two methods of revenue for a social media company like that. Would be one, to have a premium type of subscription, And two would be to sell advertising to the people, for the people that are watching. Sell that to advertisers. So
comes
anyway.
Down to eyeball. Comes down to eyeballs, right?
Yes.
And I guess fingertips in terms of communicating on.
Yes, and how many people are on it every day versus X? So we'll have to watch this. But right now, there's nothing in the way of revenue or earnings. It's all just a platform, and it's a very expensive one at that. Now, when we come back, we'll take a look at the five top performers of the S&P 500 so far this year. I'm happy to say that we own all five in our portfolios. What's up with Disney? That stock's been breaking out here recently. This is the Best Stocks Now show. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, the number one performer in the S&P 500, I would have to put an asterisk by it because I don't think it started the year in the S&P 500, but it's in there now. Super Microcomputer, up in the air, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's Super Microcomputer. SMCI up 267%.
Just when you thought it couldn't go up anymore.
No, and it is down 3.1% today. You could argue that that's a head and shoulders top pattern on the stock, but they have some humongous earnings coming this year.
That thing has moved since January. I mean, look at it since the beginning of the year. When you look at that 52-week chart, it was pretty, you look at
parabolic,
pretty flat, and then shot out of a cannon, right?
From
January on. That's interesting.
Well, that's because the quarter that ended December 31st, their sales were up 103% and their earnings were up 71%. Compare that with Trump Media, which has no sales and no earnings, and yet it has shot up about the same amount as Super Micro.
And it's interesting. I mean, from a valuation standpoint, with a 46, basically a 46 forward PE ratio, and what I think earnings growth in 2024 estimated to be 86%.
Yeah,
up 2025 up 39%. Right,
you got good PEG ratio, which is the price, the PE divided by the growth rate, expected growth rate.
Right.
So you can still justify this stock from a valuation point of view, although it is cooling off a bit here. NVIDIA is the number two performer. It's up 92% so far this year. NVIDIA is also selling off today. It's down 2.69%, a cooling off period. It's down. It cracked about a week ago last Friday. Definitely that kind of was the top there for now. But NVIDIA is another one that, if you look at the PEG ratio, the forward PE of it is 39, okay? And I think that the growth rate's going to be, look at the growth rate over the last
90,
three quarters.
Well, and it's 91%, estimated 91% for their 2025, and then 21% for their 2026.
Yeah, and their last three quarters, earnings up 429, earnings up 593%, earnings up 486%, yet the forward PE is 37. Now, I could find a lot of stocks with the forward PE of 37 that don't have that kind of growth. The number three stock, which we also own, Constellation Energy, is up 60%. You say, why would a utility?
I saw your note about that one. I think you sent a note about that one yesterday.
Yeah, that thing has been a huge winner. Why would a utility? Well, because these AI programs, think how much energy that they eat up, these servers, the server farms, the chips themselves. And that's why you've got several. In fact, there's somebody, there's an article out there today about the coming energy needs to power all of this stuff. And we're coming up short. So companies like Constellation Energy and Vistra, Vistra is another one. Constellation is the number three performer. So we have the top three. Meta's number four. We own Meta. It's up 42.1%. As we approach the tomorrow is the end of the quarter, by the way, the end of the first quarter of this year. And Deckers is number five, which we also own, up 39.5%. Now, what will be the top five performers of the next quarter? We'll see, okay?
And now, that's just a sneaky chart on Meta. I mean, it's pretty – check out the chart. I mean, it's pretty much just an upward slope.
Well, they came up with some huge quarters here recently, Meta. That was a massive comeback. This stock was kind of like Tesla is now, out of favor.
Well, when they were, remember they had a big spend. I mean, they were investing in the metaverse.
Yes.
Remember, and they were throwing a lot
lost
of capital
in
at
metaverse.
That as well. Right.
So, anyways, there's a you can never count these big tech giants out. Now, not a tech giant, but all of a sudden Disney has taken off. I think that's because of all of the fights by the activist investors seem to be settled for now. They've changed a few things with their streaming, but still, Disney is a single digit grower, maybe low double digits at best. It has a forward PE ratio of 25 right now, but Disney's hitting a new 52-week high. UBS is upping their price target to 140, which isn't bad. It was 120. That's how a lot of these price targets work. When they reach their price target, they raise them. Okay, and they just keep raising them until the stock stops going up. But anyways, not a bad chart. And I've been commenting on that chart. Robinhood unveils a credit card. Okay, that's something new. And Robinhood's hitting a new 52-week high today. It's up 3.5%. It's a $17 billion company small traders.
Was a $55 stock at one point.
That's yes. It got up to 85.
Yeah, and its closing price was 55, I think, and when it debuted on August 2nd. But it's never seen that price again.
No.
It
came public in that 2021.
Yeah, August of 2021.
Bubble
year.
Now, okay, we've got another stock here. Now, this is one we sold, and now you got Johnson & Johnson trying to liven themselves up. Shockwave Medical, I wrote about it in my newsletter, made it the featured stock like late last year, and I pulled the plug on it because it just wasn't doing anything. It did okay, but it looked a little worrisome in the chart. They're the ones that do the angioplasty via shock waves. They send the wire up there through your arteries, and instead of a little drill on the end drills away the plaque, they use shock waves to blow the plaque away. Somebody knew about this because this stock broke out in mid-February, and then it broke out again last Thursday. Well, Johnson & Johnson is in talks to acquire the stock. And Johnson & Johnson, they have been in this artery business, the angioplasty and the putting in the stents and all this and that, making the product, not doing it. But Shockwave Medical surges as Johnson & Johnson in talks to acquire it. Well, I will say this. Shockwave's made a lot of money. I mean, this is a very profitable company. Our timing was off when we bought Shockwave. But Johnson & Johnson buying a Shockwave's looking to make $6.50 in earnings next year per share. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show.
Welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, we got a mixed market going on. Well, now they're all up. Okay, we got the NASDAQ now up about 5. The Dow's up 241, but it's mostly one stock. It's mostly Merck and a little bit of Intel thrown in there just for good measure. Okay, we have been seeing some bond offerings. I saw another one today. I saw Marathon, MRO. You're about at 5.5% right now for the next 5 years, you know. So we look at that as kind of a non-correlated to the stock market, because if you hold it to maturity, that's how it behaves, right? It's going to go up and down with interest rates, but not so much the stock market, unless something happens to the individual stock. Yeah, we saw another one. Hilton was looking right. Really good, 5 5/8.
Yeah, that one just came on yesterday, I think.
We're looking at that one now. Here's this one I see that this is a warning sign. AMC Networks, which, man, they do so many promotions and they came up with their own ape coins there for a while.
Oh yeah, that was the theater. Yeah.
Oh
that,
my god.
Kind of like the GameStop of the theater industry. I mean,
and
part of it was by circumstance, obviously, because of COVID.
And the Reddit crowd was all over it.
It wasn't great for their business.
So they've got a 10.25 note going out for 5 years. So, I mean, if it was safe.
Sounds like Carnival Cruise. Remember when we were seeing some of the ones they were floating?
Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't safe, why wouldn't somebody do that? Guaranteed 10.25 for the next 5 years? Well, when you see something way above market rates like that, you know there's an extraordinary amount of risk that they won't be around to pay off the you know, the principal at the end of the term. Okay, one of the issues that Elon Musk and Tesla has is the flooding of the market. Now, whether they reach America or not, do you think the Chinese EV cars will ever reach America? So far, they haven't. But BYD company, which reported earnings today, their profits soared 80%. Among a huge rise in sales volume. BYD sold more than 526,000 fully electric vehicles in the fourth quarter. So that's a run rate of about just over 2 million a year. They topped Tesla for the first time as the world's largest seller of EVs on a quarterly basis. Okay, so this is a big milestone. And it's got to be a problem for Musk. And in addition to that, you've got NIO and Li over there, too, which are also cranking out the EVs. But this has not been a very good stock. I mean, like Tesla, it's down considerably from its high. It got as high as 43, and now it's at 25. So it's lost about 40% of its value from the top. It's not a good chart at all on BYD. This is the one that Warren Buffett had a stake in, and he started selling off. I think maybe, you know, he's not trusting China or something.
Yeah, at one point, didn't he own like 18 or I think it was like 18 or 20% of the company?
And then he started selling off, and the stock has not really done that well ever since Buffett exited.
Yeah, we wrote an article about it, actually.
Yes, we all wrote an article. We liked Boyd at the time.
I mean, yeah.
Well, anyways, Berkeley, California is going to repeal the first U.S. gas ban after settling a lawsuit. The restaurants came after them. The city of Berkeley has agreed to drop the first ever U.S. natural gas ban following a settlement. Now, New York was thinking of doing the same thing, a few areas of New York. But they settled with the California Restaurant Association, raising questions about the fate of similar efforts to reduce fossil fuel use. And, you know, natural gas, the thing about natural gas, it's cheap.
So no, it's
very abundant.
Very true, by the way.
It's totally abundant. Really, does natural gas put that much carbon into the air? This is the cheapest fuel. In fact, you know, we should have gone down liquid natural gas route for the automobiles.
Well, those are things that refineries, you know, at certain points where the monetary side doesn't make sense or doesn't make sense, they flare off the natural gas, basically.
Yeah. There's where the carbon comes from,
right?
By not using it. We should be capped. I don't know. Well, yeah. Anyways, U.S. pump prices are poised to hit $4 a gallon this summer. That's about 2 points off of Biden's ratings there, $4 a gas. You know, that gasoline prices directly influence and have a big impact on voters. That's what the Automobile Club is saying, $4 a gallon by this summer. Which isn't good news for Biden. Merck wins FDA approval of sotatercept for a rare lung disease. But if you're looking for the reason why the Dow is up today and not so much the others, it's because Merck, which is a component of the Dow, is up 4.2% right now on this news. Now, it's not a big drug with a lot of people. The drug will cost $14,000 per vial. A little vial. Now, that's more than gold, isn't it? I mean, that's right up there. But I suppose if you had a rare lung disease a time span of how long you would survive, $14,000 for a little vial, that's if you don't have insurance. It will be marketed under the name Winrevair, and the approval is considered a major victory for patients as it tackles the source of PAH rather than currently available therapies, which just treat the symptoms. So that's good news if you have this rare disease. Merck gained this drug in September 2021 through its $11.5 billion acquisition of Acceleron Pharmaceuticals. So this was one that wasn't in Merck's pipeline. They bought a company that had it in their pipeline, and they're getting a winner out of it here today, and it's impacting the entire market. Netflix removed from Best Idea. I was looking at Netflix yesterday. You just wonder how it can keep growing, but somehow it does, and I do think Netflix hit a new all-time high. The all-time high is 700. Well, it's at 622. I have it with 70% upside potential, so it doesn't quite meet my valuation criteria, and, you know, the growth has slowed down quite a bit. But they keep coming out. I mean, you can never count these CEOs of these FANG and Magnificent Seven stocks out. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, and the subscription side of things, right? It's like, you know, as folks drop subscriptions, right, which they've been fairly sticky, but that tends to be the last one, right, that folks would drop. And so once they figured the password part fixing the password part out, they've got a few more subscribers, and they've got they've got the ad version, I think, now as well. So kind of it's interesting how a lot of those things, even Disney being one of them, overcame the, remember you had the writer's strike and a lot of that piece. I think it actually helped cash flow their money because they didn't have to pay a lot of overhead for a while.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing some of these leadership stocks getting clipped here today. Celsius is down 6.8%. They worked out some new terms with Pepsi, and I think at the end of the day, Pepsi's going to get a little bit larger share. They're trying to incentivize Pepsi to focus on their product, marketing and distributing their product, and in return, Pepsi's going to get a little higher cut. But Celsius continues to be one of the fastest-growing companies out there. There's an 11% short position on the stock. Stiefel thinks the agreement will continue to support strong sales growth and market share gains for Celsius, despite some risk of lower unit margins. And last but not least, Kimberly-Clark, a stock, well, we've knocked it many times about, hey, it's just not a grower anymore. And they're going to take a look at their whole operate. Maybe they'll have a diaper subscription. I don't know. Something. They set long-term financial targets, trying to get kick the stock into gear a little bit. But it really continues to go nowhere. All right, when we come back, we'll look underneath the surface of the market. Welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, once again today, the stock of the day is Stoke Therapeutics. It's having another big day, a couple big breakout days in a row. It is a biotech stock. It's an epilepsy drug. The stock was up 73% yesterday, and today it's up another 53%. How do you like them apples there, Barry? From $6 to $15, almost 16 in just 2 days. Well, you know, I've always found that, you know, you can buy, obviously, a biotech ETF, and that spreads your risk around quite a bit because, you know, on the other hand, these companies are more prone to having a bad result in their during their trials, and the stock gets clobbered.
Yeah, it's either a zero or a one. You know, either you don't get it and it goes to zero, or it
long
goes to
odds.
The moon. Right.
Okay, now. Another stock that's up big, Ouster, which is a LiDAR sensor company. They had some good, they had a good earnings report. They didn't make money, but their sales were up 100%. They're mostly in the autonomous vehicle robotics sector. Ouster, O-U-S-T. Which is headquartered in the Silicon Valley. And then you got NuScale Power. I've watched this one before. They're trying to design and develop small nuclear reactors. Okay, I don't know how small. I saw one. It was about as big as an ice chest, maybe.
Wow.
And nuclear,
power
obviously.
Everything around you. That's,
yeah.
That's
instead of this solar thing, I mean, we got nothing but overcast here today. Like, and my solar, no input at all coming into the office. We may be dark by noon here. No, I've got backup. I got backup on top of backup. But, you know, a little nuclear reactor. We're going to get nuclear-driven cars,
Sounds like an episode of The Simpsons.
But anyways, SMR is the company making these. It's up 33%. It's only a $1 billion stock. It's out of Portland, Oregon. Those are the three biggest winners overall in the market. Now let's look at inside the indexes a little bit. The Dow is having a pretty good day, all right? But it's two stocks. And there must be news on Intel also because Intel's having a good day. Let's check into Intel and see what the news is there. But Merck, we already talked about with their drug for a rare disease. No, I don't see any. I don't see the only thing I see is an upgrade. I don't see any news actually on Intel, but Intel's having a good day. Intel's been pretty shaky here recently. Intel's up and Nvidia's down. Okay, that doesn't happen very often. Put that on your mark that one on your calendar. Nvidia's up 3.1% today. I know they got a big grant, billions from the CHIPS Act. That's helping them today. Merck is up 3.9%. Verizon is also up today, 2%. So the Dow's having a pretty good day. 3M's medical spinoff is going to start trading here fairly soon. It's already out there, but it has not been actually, you know, they haven't actually, it hasn't actually gone public yet. Apple is also up 1.5% today. So the Dow's having a pretty good day. Okay, what's dragging here? I think it's those leading high PE stocks. The S&P 500, yeah, Arista Networks. I read a little article. The founder of Arista had to pay $1 million fine for some insider trading activity that he denies. This happened quite some time ago, but they've actually now come to a an agreement, and he's paying $1 million fine. But I'm seeing a sell-off in AI today, and Arista is part of the AI nucleus of stocks. It's down 3.9%. NVIDIA's down 2.8, Supermicro's down 2.6, and Broadcom is down 1.8. So there's some profit taking there in the AI, the core. I would call those the core AI stocks. The leader on the NASDAQ is a uniform stock, Cintas, which I believe is out of Cincinnati. That's how it gets the name. You can see a guy working on your car, and he's got his name on there, John, and then he's in a, he puts his at the end of the day, you know, they come pick it up and clean it and everything. So Cintas is up 9% today. That's the uniform rental business. Enphase is up. The solar stocks are having a decent day. Enphase is up 6.6, but overall they've been very poor performers. Merck is up 3.9. It's also in the S&P 500. Nordstrom's is up 5%. Kohl's is up 5%. Those are the winners in the S&P 500. The losers in the S&P 500 today, Arista, it's again, it's the AI stocks, Cadence System, all of those AI nucleus stocks, you're seeing some profit taking there today. Well, I mean, tomorrow ends the quarter because Friday is a day off in the market. When the bell rings tomorrow, that's the end of the first quarter. That kicks off another round of earnings season. It takes a while, though. It'll be about 10 days or so from tomorrow before we get the first earnings report, usually from Fastenal.
We'll have, what, April Fool's Day on Monday, so that'll be...
Yep, it's a new quarter, and you're seeing just a little bit of window dressing and a little bit of trading here, a little bit of a lightening up in the core AI stocks here today. All right, to get 2 free weeks of the newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. To set up an appointment with us. Sounds like someone's calling right now to set up one with us. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to reserve a spot, one of those spots to meet with us in person down there in Sarasota. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Charles Schwab. Schwab is a member of SIPC and FINRA.